Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are listening to Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and my name is Stacey Lunsford, and I would like to introduce everyone to Prophetess Stephanie Moore, who's going to be opening up her show in approximately 10 minutes. I'm going to read her biography, and after I read her biography, she will take over. And Prophetess Stephanie Moore, she's an author, a prayer warrior, and lover of the gospel. Prophetess Stephanie Moore is chosen and called by God to deliver the prophetic word of Jesus Christ. A native of Norfolk, Virginia, she is the daughter of the late Marvin and Pearlie Daniels. She is a product of Norfolk City Schools and attended Norfolk State University. She is pursuing studies in human resources at Ambridge University. Prophetess Moore has several accomplishments. She has a certificate of appreciation for valuable contributions made to Hampton University Educational Talent Search, certificate of appreciation for exceptional volunteer service to Hampton High School, certificate of completion for Billy Graham School of Evangelism. She was a licensed evangelist in the Church of God in Christ and was an appointed elder in Tower of Deliverance Fellowship Incorporated. As the CEO of G God Favor Ministries, the Lord has blessed and favored Prophetess Moore to write a book of daily devotions titled There Is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement. This book is also available on Amazon.com. Blesses and encourages all who read it. Prophetess Moore has also been afforded the opportunity to host radio shows on 1270 AM and 850 AM. These radio shows touch the lives of many listeners. Prophetess Stephanie Moore is currently a member of the Experience Church in Suffolk, Virginia, under the leadership of her son and daughter-in-law, Pastor John A. Moore III and Minister Kenya L. Moore. She is also the mother of Darlisha Moore and grandmother of Amore and Asani. She is an anointed woman of God, with the gift of prophecy being active in her life. She continues to be an inspiration to her friends and family and an encouragement to those that seek to know God's purpose in their lives. Prophetess Moore's dynamic personality exhibits the love of God in every aspect of her life. Prophetess Moore firmly believes Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together, hallelujah, for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And at this time, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and we thank you in advance for joining her for her kickoff celebration and return to the radio. Prophetess Moore, I give the mic to you.
God bless you, Apostle. Truly, I thank the Lord for being here. God is so good, and I'm just excited. And I just thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with you on today. I thank God for eloquently speaking. I tell you, God is really good, and I'm just so excited. And my friends, there is a word from the Lord on today. And if you would just go with me to the throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we just love you. We praise you and we magnify you. And Lord, we just pray that you would just have your way. Father, I step back and I say yes to you and yes to your will. Do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say through your servant. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Well, my friends, I'm excited to be back on the air to share with you a word from the Lord. And the word that the Lord has given me on today is the word still. And the scriptures that I will share with you on today will be found in the book of Psalms, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, Psalms, the 8th chapter and the 2nd verse, Psalms 46 and 10, Psalms 65 and 7, Psalms 76 and 8, and Mark 4 and 39. My friend, there is a word. And the word that the Lord has given me on today is the word still. And the definition of still is to stay in the same position or at rest, without noise, quiet, tranquil, making no sound, silent. And I'm going right to the scripture. It says, Psalms 4 and 4 says, stand in awe, sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still, Selah. And my friend, I'm talking to you from my book. This is, let me share a little bit about myself. This is the way the Lord has dealt with me. He will always give me one word, and I'm going to share this part of my testimony before I really get into the word. The Lord, I received a prophetic gift in 1978. I was not raised in the church, so I didn't believe no woman had a baby, found a man, and somebody that died on the cross. Sounded real crazy to me. So I didn't believe all of that. But, you know, I lived in Seattle, Washington, and God began to deal with me. And really, to be honest with you, and I'm going to share this part, I was suicidal. I had took a whole bottle of sleeping pills. And I said, Lord, that's all right, God. I don't want to die. So after that, it seemed like God started sending people to me to witness to me. And I was standing at the bus stop one day, and some people came to me, and they said, could we pray for you? I looked at them. I said, what in the world? I said, yeah, go ahead and pray for me. But what they must have prayed was for my salvation. So about a couple of weeks after that, I went to this church. And when I went to this church, the people kept telling me, say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I said, oh, my God, what I got myself into now. So I kept on saying thank you, Jesus. So I kept on saying it. By the time I got it from there, my friends, I could not smoke my cigarettes, couldn't drink my liquor, couldn't smoke my little herbs. I said, what in the world? And when my brother and them saw me the next day, they said, Steph, what happened to you? I said, I don't know. I went to this church, and they kept telling me, said, thank you, Jesus. And they baptized me in the water, and I felt so good. I mean, I felt clean. I didn't understand it. And so every time I would go to that church, I felt the Spirit of God come upon me. And I felt real good. But when I got home, I got scared halfway to there. I said, and one time the whole bed started jumping up, and the devil said, give me your soul. And that frightened me. I said, well, I'm not going to church no more. But I kept remembering what God had did for me. So I began to pray, and I said, Lord, could you take these cigarettes away from me? Instantly, they went away. I said, oh, my God, the stuff must be real. I said, Lord, could you take away this? Because I love to drink, because I like to drink beer when I went to bingo. So I asked the Lord to take away the drinking, and then I asked the Lord, and he took that away. Then I said, Lord, could you take away these herbs? Now, some of y'all, I don't know. I used to smoke marijuana, but what I like about marijuana was I like the shotgun. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, could you deliver me from that? And instantly went away. I said, oh, my God, this stuff must be real. Let me pray and ask the Lord, let me go back to Virginia, my hometown. And so I prayed, and God made a way for me to come to Virginia. But on my way to Virginia, it was around my Christmas time, I stopped in Chicago with my brother. And when I stopped in Chicago, he said, come on, Steph, we're going to the club. I said, okay. And I was really being to myself or being slick, because I said, when I get home to Virginia, I'm going to go to church. But no, we stopped in Chicago. So when I got to Chicago, we was going to the club. And when I got to the club, the people wouldn't let me in. Well, my friend, God hadn't delivered me from cussing. So, you know, I cussed them right on out because they wouldn't let me in the club. But I realized it later that was God, because I had told God, when I get home, I'm going to give my life to him. I didn't understand about salvation, but I was going to go to church. So my friend, when I got home and my sister wanted me to go to this club, I don't know why I'm telling you all of this, but anyway, my sister wanted me to go to a party, and my mama stopped and said, no, leave her alone, let her go to church. So I went to church, and when I went to church, the people had their hands up. I said, oh, well, maybe I need to do what they're doing. They had their hands up, praising the Lord and everything. So I started doing what they was doing. And then eventually I kept going to that church, and I began to learn the word of God. And the word of God say, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that Jesus died and rose again, thou can be saved. So I began to reason within myself, and I said, well, wait a minute, let me see. God made, man didn't make the moon, and man didn't make the stars. So, you know, you got to talk to yourself. I said, well, maybe there is a God. Maybe that is true what they said. And so when I read the word, I acknowledged that I was a sinner, and I repented of my sins, and I asked Christ to come into my life. And when I asked Christ to come into my life, I shared it with the people in church, and then they told me something about the Holy Ghost. I said, the Holy Ghost, now what is that? They said, you're going to speak in another language. So I was at home, and I was praying. I said, Lord, the people at church told me I need the Holy Ghost. And the Lord baptized me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God came upon me. I began to speak in this new language, and it was such a glorious experience. So after that, about a couple of weeks later, I went to this revival. And when I went to this revival, the lady said, well, what you want from God? I said, evangelist, I told the evangelist, I said, I want me a triple portion of that Holy Ghost. Well, that evangelist began to pray for me. When I left that church, I was just praising God, speaking in tongues, went home speaking in tongues, went to bed speaking in tongues, got up speaking in tongues. And all of a sudden, while I was praising and magnifying God, I heard a wind. And behind this wind came this small, still voice. And it said to me, this day I have given you the gift of prophecy and interpretation of tongues. Well, I didn't understand that either because I didn't have that much knowledge about the word of God. And so I shared it with my pastor's wife, and she told me, she said, they're not going to like you, but whatever God tells you to do, you do it. Whatever he tells you to say, you will say it. And so, my friends, I began to share with people the things that God would tell me and show me. And, you know, I got persecuted and all of that. But you know what? I love God. And God has really, he has really blessed me. He has opened doors. He made ways for me. You know, I had my trials and tribulation. I'm in a trial right now. But the word of God said, all things give thanks. So I'm going to go back to the word that the Lord has given me. But I wanted to share my testimony with you because someone is listening to me now, and your friend told you to listen to this broadcast because the prophet was going to be on. And I wanted to share my testimony with you because you're going through some things, and God is dealing with you even now, and some things you don't understand. But, my friend, you continue to seek God because God will make himself real plain to you because God is real. And I tell you, my friend, Jesus really died on that cross, and he was born of a virgin. But the word that the Lord has given me today is still. So I'm going to go to the book of Psalms, the fourth chapter. I read it, and I'm going to read it again. And it says, stand in awe, sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. My friend, the Lord wants you to be still. Commune with your heart and trust God. There are some things that you are trying to work out or talk out, but you just be still, my friend. God is working it out. Stop trying to explain yourself, my darling. But just be still and watch God move and watch him work. Just be still. In the book of Psalms, the eighth chapter, in the second verse, it says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. My friend, when I read this scripture, this psalm came to my mind. He got the whole world in his hand. That psalm that came to me while I was writing this verse, the Lord has the whole wide world in his hand, and he will make our enemies to be still, just like he did for the children of Israel when it was time for them to cross the Red Sea. My friend, God is causing your enemies to be still. So just continue to trust God, praise him, because he is working for you. Be still, my friend, and keep your mouth closed. Put your hand on your mouth. Don't say a word. Just watch God move and watch God work. In the book of Psalms, the 46th chapter and the 10th verse. And my friend, anytime that you want to interrupt a call or ask questions or want to share, all you have to do is hit, I think you hit one and the number. Is that right, Apostle? Apostle.
Yes. If, for those of you that are listening, if you want to call in and speak to our host, Prophetess Stephanie Moore, please press one pound and give the last four numbers of your number, and you will be on the mic. Thank you, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to Psalms 46 and 10. It said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. My friend, again, just be still. The call for stillness before the Lord is not a preparation for worship, but for impending judgment. My friend, God is the judge. God will be exalted, and all the earth will bow before him. Be still. This trial that you're going through, God is judge, and will have the last word, and he will be exalted. Be still. And my friend, when I'm talking to you now, I'm talking to you through my book, because in my book, there's 31 Days of Encouragement, the name of the book, as Pastor shared with you, there's a word from the Lord. So every day God would just give me a word, and this is the way he would just give it to me, and I'm just sharing with you and just breaking it down the way the Lord has given me. God is such an amazing God, and this is the way he deals with his servant. He just gave me that one word, and I shared with you, and that's how I was able to write my book, There is a Word from the Lord, because he would give me that word. And you, again, you can purchase my book on Amazon.com. You would truly be blessed. Okay, I'm going to go to the Psalm 65 and 7. And my friend, anytime that you want to interrupt, please feel free. We have a whole hour to share with you, and I want you to call in and share. And I would love to pray for you and to encourage you and see what God gives me for you. Okay, so just feel free anytime, okay? All right, God bless you. I'm going to read Psalm 65 and 7. Which still the noise of the sea, the noise of their waves, and the turmoil of the people. My friend, we serve an awesome God. We serve him through his Son, Jesus Christ, a God who made the seas and quiet the noise of the sea and the waves. Friend, that's the kind of God I serve. And I pray that you serve him as well. I pray that you have repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart so that you will believe and have confidence in him. Dear friend, before I accepted Christ in my life, like I shared earlier, I used to wonder, is God really real and if he was concerned about me? But since I accepted Christ in my life and as I continue to live for him, God become more and more real to me, and I know that he's concerned about me, and I know he's working things out for me so that he will be glorified. And, you know, I'm just amazed by God. He be about to blow my mind, because I am so grateful to God that he is real, because so many people are walking around right now, and they don't really believe that God is real. I can remember when I was a young lady and a young girl, and you know how you kind of be seeking God and stuff, and they used to say Christianity, that was a white man's religion, a whole bunch of negative stuff. But my friend, I'm here to let you know that Jesus is really real. He really died on that cross for our sins, and I'm so amazed by it. And I tell you, God is good. And even now, as I sit with you and I share with you, I'm sitting in the hospital here in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm at the heart hospital. My sister has had a heart attack. She had a heart attack on Sunday evening, and she's in critical condition. But you know what? And when this dear apostle shared with me and has allowed me to come and share with you, and the enemy tried to tell me, oh, no, your sister, she laying up there. We don't know if she going to make it. You don't need to get on the radio. But, my friend, the word of God said all things work together for the good, for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I would dare not turn down this opportunity to be able to talk with you and to share with you, to encourage you. All through this whole trial going through with my sister, God has allowed me to minister to people. You know, sometimes we look at sickness as a negative. But, my friend, when you are yielded to God, you don't know what kind of circumstance. Hey, glory. You don't know what kind of circumstances you will be in. But, you know, when you love God, you just let God have his way in your life. And I have seen God use me to minister to people while I'm up here. My sister, we don't know if she's going to make it, but I said, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done. And I just thank God for the opportunity because, you know, so many people look at sickness and they be dragging and da-da-da. But, you know, I found out because I had a stroke in 2012, and when I had that stroke and I couldn't walk and talk, it was amazing to me because God had told me earlier that day, he told me, you know, God called me by my nickname. He said, Step. He said, I'm about to do something new. I said, you about to do something new? He told me that morning. So when I got home from work, I looked up at, and I said, God, I thought you said you're going to do something new. And the Lord didn't answer me. So later that evening, I was talking to my sister, my unknown sister that's here up in the hospital in there, and I was talking to her, and all of a sudden, I couldn't talk. I started stuttering. She said, oh, my God, Step, you're having a stroke. Hang up the phone. I'm going to call your son because my son was in Richmond in school. And by the time my daughter-in-law came to pick me up, I couldn't talk. And by the time they got me to the emergency room, I couldn't walk. But, you know, all that time, I could talk to God in my mind. I could talk to the Lord in my mind. And it was so amazing. And then when I was in the hospital the next day, you know what God did? God let me talk sometimes to minister to people. Then he shut my mouth up, but then I couldn't talk. I started stuttering, and people didn't understand. But through that trial and through that tribulation, God also allowed me to minister. I ministered to the doctors. When I had to have rehab and all of that, I had to learn how to walk all over again, learn how to talk. But through that trial and that tribulation, God allowed me to minister. So, my friend, when you yielded to God, God is amazing. He'll use you if you want to be used. So, my friends, please feel free to call in. And if you want me to pray for you, just call in and we'll interrupt and I'll pray with you and minister to you as the Lord will lead, okay? God bless you. Is anybody on the line? Is anyone listening? Can I get a response? Apostle.
Yes, I'm checking now to see who's ready to come on the line.
Okay. And in the meantime, I'll just read another scripture. Is that okay?
Okay, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, I'm going to the Psalm 76 and 8. And it said, Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heavens. The earth feared and was still. My friend, in God's victoriousness over the enemy of his people, the word of God, glory and justice spread on the entire earth world. The wrath of men became praise to God because any anger against God was utterly futile. A person's future hostility to God will only result in a demonstration of God's power and sequentially glorification of his name. Again, my dear friend, when God tells you to be still, you can see through his word that he's going to execute judgment. So, my friend, just be still and watch God. All right. Has anybody called in yet or want to share?
Yes, we have. Prophetess Stephanie Moore, we have a caller on the line in 0230. Although you put your numbers up here, you didn't dial in. You're listening through the internet. So in order to speak to Prophet Stephanie, you have to dial in to the call. But I'm going to give the request to Prophet Stephanie so that she can start praying now on your behalf. And the moment you dial in, I will put you right on the mic. So Prophet Stephanie, at this time, Miss Rose, her prayer request is for her son's salvation and guidance for herself as well. And we're waiting for her to get on the line.
Okay. So when she get on the line, then we will pray. Or is it okay if I pray now?
Yes, it's okay if you start now, yes.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you and we praise you. And, Lord, I pray for Rose's daughter even now. Her son, oh God, we pray for him, oh God. We pray, hey God, that you would just have your way in his life, oh God. I pray that you would put a hunger in him, a thirst for righteousness and holiness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray favor be upon his life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for this dear mother that's concerned about her son, oh God. I pray that you will bless her as well, oh God. I pray that you will give her the desires of her heart, oh God. Enable, shy, in the name of Jesus. And God, even pray for her body, that you will even touch her body and strengthen her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, take away the worry and the frustrations in her life. And I pray that you will give her peace, oh God. Peace in our mind and peace in our spirit, oh God. Give her the rest on tonight. Don't let her toss. Don't let her turn. But let her sleep be sound even on tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you, Sister Rose. You be encouraged and know that God sees and he knows. And stop worrying about stuff. God going to fix it, babe. Stop worrying.
Rose,
all right.
She's on the line with
yes.
you. She's on the line with you now.
Okay, Miss Rose. It's going to be
yes,
all right. Do you hear me? You hear me? God
yes.
is going to work it out, baby. God sees and he knows. Your son going to be fine. The Lord deals with your son, baby.
Glory to God.
He been dealing with Ebo Shah. I said, the Lord deals with your son. Rando Shah. Your son is old. He got an old spirit in him. Heba Sikiando Shah. He act old. Heba Be Sikiando Shah. Just be still. This word was for you. The word was still, and the word was for you. Am I telling you right, my dear?
Yes.
You chande sikiando sha. You just be still and watch God.
Yes.
God gonna bless his son, baby, with his old. Now your son is young, but he got an old spirit in him.
I know.
Yeah, like an old man, huh?
Yes.
Don't he act old, baby?
Mm.
Your son is old. Your baby gonna be fine. Do you hear me? What I'm saying?
Glory to God.
Glory to God. He gonna be fine, baby. Stop worrying about it. God got him.
Okay.
Your praying is not in vain, my dear. Do you hear me what I said?
Yes.
Your praying is not in vain.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Nick Combo Sikiando Shah. The next time you hear this broadcast, baby, you're gonna have a testimony. Do you hear me what I say?
Amen. Amen.
And you're gonna tell us your testimony, baby. Boosha. Because he come there, yeah. Boosha. God is about to move for you, sugar.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You just be encouraged. God sees. He got you, sugar.
Yes,
all
Lord,
right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, baby.
God bless you, Prophet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, darling.
Before the word, thank you.
All right. God bless you. My friend, is there another caller on the line?
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Ida Morales.
Excuse me?
Yes, you have a caller. You have a caller on the line. Ida Morales is on the line.
Okay, Ida. How are you, my darling?
Hi. Hi, Stacey. Hi, Stephanie Moore. How are you feeling?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm glad to hear you're feeling well. I'm glad you're back.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Where are you calling from?
From Youngstown, Ohio.
From where?
From Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, okay. And what is your special prayer request? The Lord deals with you in prayer, baby.
Yeah.
He's an intercessor. Yeah, ta 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 ta. You got more couche. Woo, you're intercessory.
Yeah.
God deals with you in prayer, baby. Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. My sister, Your prayer is not in vain.
Yeah.
God has always dealt with you. Ooh, my God. God has always dealt with you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a little girl. God has dealt with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a tremendous woman.
Thank you.
You be encouraged.
Thank you.
God about to open some doors for you, baby. I hear you talking to Jesus. Ha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
Hey, God, do it for her. Ando Shah, in the name of Jesus. God, she need a 24-hour miracle. She need a way made. She need a door open. Ando Shah, I pray that God will give you favor. Ando, Siki Ando Shah. Ebo, Siki Ando Shah. I hear the Lord say, hey, Kabo, Siki Ando Shah. That he's going to talk for you. Because you one of them sisters that they you been trying to talk for yourself, baby. You ain't got to talk. God got a mouth. He gonna talk for you. Am I telling you right, sister?
Yeah.
He gonna talk for you, baby. Hey.
Yeah.
He gonna talk for you, baby. Cause you been talking, but you know what? You the type of person. You like to help people.
Mhm.
You always helping folks, baby.
Mhm.
You didn't help so many people. But guess what? This is your year of reaping. Because what you do in secret, God's going to reward you openly. And because you have helped so many people, you can't help it. That's just the way you are. You're always trying to help somebody. You be getting the folks your money, some of everything. Sacrifice. Am I telling you right, baby?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? You about to reap what you sow. Do you hear me what I say?
Amen.
God is about to pay you for your sacrifice, baby. You're going to get you some money. And God's going to make some ways for you where there seems no way. Ha! He's about to make a way for you, baby.
You
just be encouraged. Do you hear me what I said?
Yes, ma'am.
Just be encouraged. God's going to make the way. And you're going to call us back too, because you're going to have the Lord deals with you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He deals with you about writing. You
about
really
what?
Smart. He deals with you about writing because you're very detailed. You don't miss nothing, sweetheart. That's just the way you are. That's your personality. You've been dealing with it. Is it writing, sweetie? Huh?
Yeah. Writing?
You need to write, babe, because you got a story to tell.
Yeah.
Because you're very detailed. You're a very detailed person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't miss nothing, sweetie. And you're always trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
You need to name your book Help.
Help?
That need to be the name of your book Help, because you done helped so many people, but you about to reap what you done sold. I'm telling you that right now. Okay, baby. Now, sweethearts that's listening, everybody, I call everybody baby sugar. That's just the way I talk. That's just the way I am. All right?
Okay. All right.
Now, baby, you be encouraged, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am.
And go to writing. Do you hear me what I say?
Yeah, that's confirmation. Someone did prophesy that over me.
Okay, well, maybe I get to see you one day. And I hope
Amen.
You start it over. Because when I see you and you haven't started on it, I'm going to have to tell you, put your hand out because I'm going to have to pop it. Do you hear me what I said?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Love you here.
Love you. Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling better. Amen.
God bless you, baby. You're going to be fine, sweetie. You're going to tell us, give us your testimony the next time we get on the air, okay?
Amen. Yes.
All right, sweetie.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay, is there another on the line? Is there someone else?
Yes.
We have 7784. Welcome to the line for the 7784.
Okay. And where you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Attleboro, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. What is your special prayer request?
Salvation for my son. First of all, praise God. I'm so grateful to be a part of this radio discussion from Sister Stephanie out of Positive Queens. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a survivor of Hurricane Sandy. I have some kind of a bruise on my right breast. I don't know what my purpose is. I heard you tell the other sister. I've helped a whole lot of people. I've been in the medical field, and I have a voice, and I love to sing, and I love to be delivered from cigarettes.
You say you like to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
Merci, baby. Ha, shaba, seke, likiando, sha. You see, my darling, the Lord deals with you. And he deals with you with lyrics. God deals with you with lyrics. He give you words to sing. But you sing them awful song, but you need to sing the songs that the Lord giving you to sing. Do you write down the lyrics he gave you, baby?
I had tried to write down a lyric one time, yes.
Well, baby, let me tell you something, sweetheart. Them tools that be in your head sometimes, you are a very talented young woman. But you the type of person, you're very misunderstood. You are a tremendous woman. And you not only, you are very gifted. You got a whole lot of gifts. But the gifts that God has given you, sometimes you're not confident in. You don't have the confidence. But you ain't going to be the same from this night because God is about to do some things in your life. He's going to give you the confidence and the boldness to do the things that God has given you to do. Because sometimes you don't rest at night. You don't rest good at night because you have a whole lot of stuff on your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for this young woman. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that she will rest on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and all those gifts and talents that this young woman has, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give her holy boldness, oh God, that she will do the things that you have put in her heart to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear, I bind the spirit of frustration, in a cabosa, in the endosha. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that she will not be the same from this night forward. In the name of Jesus. And all the Akabo Shikiando Sha. And even those people that's in her heart, that's in her mind, that she's praying for. I pray that you begin to work miracles, oh God, for this young woman and her loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let her struggle no more, God. I pray that you will give her all kind of favor in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you, and we believe it for in Jesus' name. And I pray that the favor of God be upon you like never before in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you,
God bless you as well.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Be encouraged. Mm-hmm. You're a multi-talent person. You got a whole lot of, oh, Lord, girl, you off the chain. Oh, my God. You're a very talented young woman. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. God bless you, my dear. Am I telling you right? Are you still on the line? Ma'am?
I do have a lot of talents.
You multi-talent person.
The Lord keeps on blessing.
shame the Lord. He keeps on blessing me.
That's all right. God bless you, baby. You stay in courage, okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, sweetheart. Whenever there's an opportunity for you to sing, you sing. Do you hear me what I say? You sing at the birthday party, sing at the funerals, sing at the wedding. Wherever there's an opportunity, I want you to be bold and say, I'll sing, let me sing. And you go to sing it. Because God's going to open some doors for you. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
You be bold and you sing those songs that God has given you. Because sometimes you even have tunes in your head with those lyrics that God has given you. You're a very gifted person. And sometimes you have people around you, they don't mean you no good, baby. You know the Lord and I already told you, you got to cut some of them folks loose. Am I telling you right, baby?
Yes, I'm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a widow, and there's a young man in my life who was there for me with my mom, and I realize sometimes people come in your life for a season. I don't want to continue to live wrong. He promises to get married, and I just want to live right. I just want to live right.
That's right, and that's what you. What do you say? Where are you calling from? Where you live at?
Attleboro. Attleboro. I'm originally from Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, the Hamptons.
Oh, okay.
Hurricane Sandy came through, destroyed it. My mother died in 2012. I'm an only child. I have two sons. One's in jail, one doesn't speak to me. I finally got settled in a little place here in Massachusetts just last month. And I became Facebook friends with Sister Stacy.
Well, you stay with a
family. I'm listening to you tonight because I need a word. I need a word. I have a thyroid issue. It's not disease. It's clinical. I know the enemy is attacking me because, you know, I know God has been there. I've seen the hand of God at 105 miles an hour take my 2009 Camry, take it up like a balloon and bring it down like molasses and touch all fours. But I know he's able. But I get weak sometimes.
That's all right, sweetheart. You're going to be up. Baby, God is about to do something new in your life. You let him do the new thing. And you stay with Apostle Stacy. You stay with her and keep in contact with her.
I do.
So God is about to change some things in your life.
Yes,
he's about to move you. He's about to move you, baby. He's with you, sweetheart. All things work together for the good. Because you really love the Lord. Yeah, shy. And you just misunderstood. But, baby, let me tell you, you hang on there to Jesus because he's about to do some things. He's about to do some new things in your life. And you're going to meet some new people, some sincere people, okay?
Yes.
So you stay encouraged and keep in touch. Maybe one day God is going to bless us to meet, okay?
Yes.
All righty. God bless
you.
And we pray that God even touch your body and work a miracle in your body. Lord, don't let her be the same from this night forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And keep on singing, okay, sweetheart?
Yes.
All right, baby. Sing, sweetheart. All right, my darling. Have a blessed evening. Okay, I'm going to go back to the word. I'm going to go to the phone. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, we have another caller on the line, 0398. Welcome to There Is a Word from the Lord, Prophetess Stephanie Moore.
Yes, this is Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Vanessa, where are you calling
yes.
from?
South Carolina.
Okay. Is this Vanessa I met the last time?
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you, Vanessa?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voice, too.
Thank you. What is your special prayer request tonight?
My special request is that
mm-hmm.
I am able to locate a job. I was looking for a part-time job, but I might have an opportunity to perform the services that I offer in my business. So I'm just praying, you know, that the Lord will send me a way to make some steady income.
Huh? Go ahead, Vanessa. What kind of work?
Oh, I said that I was praying. My prayer is for the Lord to send me a way to make some steady income.
Uh-huh. What kind
yes.
of work you do?
Well, I have my own company. It's called Blind Spot Art. I provide healing art services to people. And it's, you know, it's been a little slow, you know, catching on. But if it's going to be a while, I definitely would need a part-time job until, you know, something happens.
Right. Now, are you going to the hospitals sharing your gift? So you got to be bold and you have to be courageous. Do you hear me what I say? You got your
yeah,
little business
I hear
you. Card? Go to the, listen, baby. Now you go to the hospitals because you want to share your gift with those people and let them know what you can do. Go to the store and the school system. Do you hear me what I
mm-hmm.
say? And share with
okay.
them your gift and let them know what you do. Because
okay.
with your gift, you can help other young people. With your gift, you can help the people that may be sick or, you know, like I'm in the hospital right now. I'm in one of the conference rooms because of my sister's
yes.
ill. But it's people that's sitting around because of their loved ones and da-da-da-da. So you have to
yeah.
be bold and you have to be courageous and share your gift with the people and what you do. All right,
okay.
and get you some business cards. And you know what? Now,
mm-hmm.
what my card, I'm sharing this with you, I went to Walgreens. And so I
yes.
have a picture of myself, and I do a 4x8, and I put my
mm-hmm.
business card on that as well. You know, just
okay.
do a combination
okay.
of things on a 4x8. And then pass them out. Because, you know, you go to the grocery store, you go to the restaurant, that type of thing. And pass your cards out. And smile.
Okay.
At the
okay.
You got to be
right.
bold. That's what I do. That's how I sell my book. I minister to people. I say, huh, baby, take my card. You want to buy one of my books? Because I always have my books with me.
Okay.
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 And
okay.
That's what you do. Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All
right.
That's great.
Okay, that's what you do, sweetheart. Okay, but
okay.
we're going to pray with you right now, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we love you and we praise you. And, Lord, I touch and agree with my sister concerning her business. I pray that you will bless her and prosper her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray that you will open doors. And God, that you will give her holy boldness. Take away the fear. Take away the doubt. Let her walk in boldness and share about the vision that you have given her. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you. We believe you for it, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, God, even those loved ones that she's concerned about, oh God, I pray that you will work on their behalf, oh God. I pray that you will touch that loved one's body that she's concerned about, oh God.
In the name of Jesus, that Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. All right, Vanessa, you stay encouraged. I'm looking to hear some good news from you.
Okay, I definitely will let you know. Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Amen. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, my friends.
Okay, we have one more caller.
Okay.
Welcome to
caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. What is your, do you have a special prayer request?
This is my first time calling, so forgive me if I'm not really saying what I should, but I was calling to hear the word, and I thank you for the song that you read. And my prayer request is for clarity and guidance on that, which the Almighty, I believe, is having me to do right now and moving forward, so I could clearly understand that which he's having me to do. There have been some things in my life that I believe I may have missed by helping others more so than focusing on myself. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm where the Almighty would have me to be for me to continue to let him do what he's doing in my life. And I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay, now see, you, let me tell you, you one of them, you kind of bold, sister, and you know what? You're a take charge person. Now, you can't help it, baby, because you're in charge, and that's the way you are. That's your personality. You're a take-charge person, and that's a good thing. You are a leader. Ha! Abel Shaw. Woo! My. And God is going to move on your behalf. I see some type of business. Is you a businesswoman or something? You got your own business? You trying to get a business? What you doing, baby?
I've had my business since 2008. And the Almighty has shifted some things in it. And where he has it right now, I per se didn't see it coming. It wasn't a desire of mine. And I'm thankful for that. I'm extremely thankful. But at the same time, I'm just trying to make sure that I don't miss a command or an obedience step that he would have me to make for where I am right now. I don't believe I can because I trust that the Holy Spirit is guiding me, but I often sometimes think and wonder if was I supposed to turn this way and I didn't turn? Was I supposed to jump and I didn't jump? Because I'm trying to help someone to make sure that they don't miss their opportunity, and that's what happened.
What's your name, baby?
First name's Aqualita.
Aqualita?
Yes,
ma'am. You're a businesswoman, and you're going to do your own business. You look out for you. Do you hear me what I say? Baby. You're a highly intelligent person. You're real smart. But God is about to open up a door for you to do your own business. I don't know what kind of business you do, baby, but God is going to open up a door for you. You know, I'm amazed at God. Just like I'm sitting up here talking to you, Apostle shared with you all that I used to do radio, and I had a stroke in 2012. Now, just like I met Apostle, and Apostle opened up this door for me, God's going to open up a door for you, baby. Because you can't help it. Your family misunderstand you, but you're a take-charge person, and you can't help it. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
You can't help it if you run things, because that's the way the Lord made you. You are a leader. You are a born leader. Very misunderstood, but you're a born leader. Don't you ever forget that. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's the way you are. You can't help it. Family members don't understand it because you always got to be running things. They said, why you always be trying to tell somebody what to do? You can't help it. The Lord made you that way. Do you hear me what I say?
Yeah, I do.
Am I telling you right, sweetheart?
Yes, yes, you are. You are. You are.
You got a real bad, don't you?
Ma'am?
You can't help it. I said, you got a real bad. You can't help it if you be telling folks what to do and leading stuff. That's the way the Lord made you, and you be confident in that. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes.
Because that's the way you are. You can't help it, baby. You can't help it. That's the way you are. You got a bad, honey. You got a real baby. And they really be getting hot with you. They be getting hot with you, but you can't help it. that's the way you are. And that's the way the Lord made you, so you be encouraged. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
And you do what you need to do for you. Do you hear me what I say?
Yes, ma'am.
You do what you need to do for you and going on down the road. Do you hear me what I say? Thus
yes,
says the Lord. It ain't me talking because I don't know you. I ain't never seen. Don't even know how you look. But the Spirit of God that liveth inside of me knows you, know your name, know where you live at. Do you hear me what I say? And he tells me to tell you to go forth and what he has given you to do. And pay these wonderful, beautiful people no mind. Are you getting my drift?
Yes, yes,
I do. You got
mm-hmm.
it? Okay, yes. Well, you go ahead on with it then, because he with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
He with you, baby. He is with you, sugar. Don't worry about
him. I know.
Don't worry about him, baby. The Lord is with you. He going to work it out, okay? We're going to hear some
thank
good
you.
News from you, okay?
You will.
Okay, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Bless you,
caller, real quick before you leave, Prophetess Stephanie, I'm going to make
yeah.
a special trip to connect with you. And once we connect,
okay.
we are going to drive to her location, and we're going to personally go see her and bless her business in Jesus' name.
Oh. Okay. God bless you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me get my wallet ready.
We're going to follow up with you.
Yes, we are.
And God
we're
bless
gonna
you.
We're going to meet you with your half self. We're going to meet you, we're going to meet you with your half self.
God bless both of you.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you,
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Lord, I ain't never seen nothing like Jesus. God is the one. I'm going to stay with Jesus myself. You're going to stay with him, Papa. I'm going to stay with Jesus.
I'm staying with Jesus. I ain't going nowhere.
Me either. I ain't going nowhere. All right, you want me to finish up my next two scriptures because it's almost time for me to go?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, Lord, it's past my time, sweetie. I done went overtime, baby.
No, I scheduled it for 2 just in case you went over anyway, so you're fine. If you want to finish your scriptures, you can. And if you want to bring the show to an end, you can too. So it's up to you.
Okay, let me just read these next 2 scriptures and just share with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Psalms 83:1, it said, keep not thou silent, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. My friend David was asking God not to keep silent. He wanted God to act. He believed, and we also believe, that God as the Holy One will destroy all evil. Unfortunately, we fail to see that God delayed in judgment was and still is an expression of his mercy. So, friend, just be still. Keep your mouth shut. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself as well, because there are times when God wants to work on our behalf, and he can't because we are too busy interfering. All right? You got it, my friends that's listening? And then I'm going to finish off with Mark 4:39, and it reads, and he rose. and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. First of all, Jesus was asleep, and that right there shows his true humanity. He was fully human and needed food and rest just as all people. Jesus command over the wind and the sea demonstrate his full and complete deity. Only God, the Creator, can calm the wind and the sea. So, my friend, when you get a chance, go to Amazon and get my book. There is a word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement. And again, we thank Eloquently Speaking to allow me to come and share with you all on today. So just be encouraged, be still, and know that God is with you, my friend. God bless you, and have a wonderful evening.
Prophetess Stephanie, before you leave, and again, we thank all of you for joining us, those that are listening via the internet, and those that joined us on the lines this evening. Prophetess Stephanie Moore will be, her show, There is a Word from the Lord, will be airing. Are you going to do Fridays now?
Yes, Fridays will be great, yes.
Okay, so every Friday, please meet her at the same number you dialed in on at 6 p.m. There is a Word from the Lord. God bless you all, and have a blessed evening.
God bless. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, too.
Okay, you want me to call you on the other line?
Yes, you can.
Okay, God bless. God bless you again, listeners.